I hear you. There are two phases here. The Hamas releasing the hostages is the one you're most focused on. But big picture, does the United States assess that Israel has so reduced the threat posed by Hamas that it can end combat and transition to the kind of lower tempo counterterrorism campaign that, say, the United States carries out against terrorist threats to this country?
Well, look, I mean, the ideal outcome here is you don't have to carry out any counterterror missions because there are no terrorists in Gaza.
But can they take the win? Can Netanyahu say he won this war?
Well, first of all, that creating a Gaza or setting up a Gaza that is governed by Palestinian technocrats that are not terrorists and are not sponsoring terrorism, that's not going to happen in 72 hours. That's going to take some time to build up, and it's going to require a lot of work and a lot of international support. And that's the end goal here of this entire endeavor. After you get the hostages out, by the way, if you can't get the hostages out, you have no hope of getting that done. So that's why I say, you know, that these two steps need to happen. But it's going to take a lot of hard work and time. You know, you're trying to build something that doesn't exist right now, which is a sort of civilian Palestinian leadership that's not tied to terrorism. That doesn't exist right now. It's going to take a lot of help from international partners. That's why having the countries in the region and the Europeans and all others involved in this, in both money and resources, that's why building that coalition is so critical, and then implementing it is not going to be easy.